Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking my freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back. This land was made for you and me.
What he says is a toe-tapping theatrical concert event that uses the words of Woody Guthrie and over 25 of his songs to transport the audience through his fascinating, beautiful, and sometimes tragic life, performed by a talented group of four versatile actor-musicians who not only play 15 instruments ranging from guitar and fiddle to jaw harp and dulcimer, but they also bring to life the many people who are the fabric of Woody Guthrie's amazing story. Woody Says will be at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington on August 14th and 16th. David Lutkin joins us now to tell us more. David studied at the Webber Douglas Academy of Dramatic Arts in London. He has performed in Europe and the UK at Lincoln Center, the 92nd Street Y, and Carnegie Hall. His debut in the West End was the 2011 production of Woody Says. David Lutkin, thanks for being here again.
Well, thank you all very much for having me back.
You know, you were here over a year ago, and you had brought your show to the Adirondack Theater Festival.
That's right.
And
that's
it was right. A nice, stirring success. What brings you back?
Well, an interesting set of coincidences and convergences, I guess. I was playing in Washington, D.C., doing the show down there a while back, and some wonderful folks who live up around here saw us and decided they wanted to bring us to the Guthrie Center to do a benefit for them. Mm-hmm. And so thank you very much, Steve and Sherry Ashman, for bringing us up here, and for George and to George Lay and everybody at the Guthrie Center just for our two nights, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
So in a way, it's almost like a concert tour. Now, you've been in Europe. You said to me earlier you were in Germany. You're heading further afield. What is it about the music of Woody Guthrie and traditional folk in general that resonates in places far away from where it started?
Gosh, that's how much time have we got?
Well, you've got about 6 minutes, and go.
Well, that's a wonderful question, and as we were talking right before we went on the air here, I first noticed it a long time ago, the great interest in Europe and the United Kingdom in American music, and it's a very interesting thing to me. I'm not sure why, but I would perhaps say in the moment that it's because, particularly this music, particularly Woody Guthrie and the Weavers we were talking about and folks like that, Lead Belly, who really represent some of the ideal of what America is to people outside of America, which is the music of the plain folks. And that's certainly what Woody tried all of his life to sing, and people outside the United States think it's great, and people here do too, I hope.
Well, we'll find out on the 14th and 16th at the Guthrie Center. You know, I'm always interested when I talk to musicians about what they listen to when they're not being a musician. And I talked to you about this, and I was surprised that you – maybe not surprised, but that you have a wide range of listening habits. And yet you pick this very – not simple, but very earthy type of music. Why does it speak to you?
Well, I imagine it's partly because I grew up in that part of the world. I actually grew up in Texas, and I now live a lot of the time when I'm not on the road in Louisiana. And so there's a lot of great music down in that part of the world. But I guess also it's just that when it came to my work in musical theater and being inspired partly by Harold Leventhal, Woody Guthrie's old manager, mm-hmm. To do something theatrical, that Woody's life just seemed to me to be sort of the perfect thing, as something that really there are plenty of other shows about Woody Guthrie and about folk music and all kinds of related topics. We were talking about Always Patsy Cline a little while ago, but Woody Guthrie's life was just such a seemed to me to be such a perfect thing to put on the stage, and of course you can't do that without his music.
And you have a terrific group of musicians who and actors, I assume, who are with you on this
show. That's right. Well, there are four of us on stage and one off stage, our director, Nick Corley. And the five of us put this show together starting with me, but certainly my rule has always been that everybody in the band's got to be better than I am, and which may not be saying
that's
much.
That's a good rule.
But, it is a good rule. Makes you look better. And the five of us really began this project in 2007 when we went to the Edinburgh Festival, and have kept working on it ever since, really.
Has it changed?
Yes, it has. As a matter of fact, there'll be some new material when we go to the Guthrie Center.
Okay, now new material being old material or new stuff that you have taken his words and done some composing of your own?
Well, a little of both. I'm going to do a new, as far as I know, a new talking blues song of his that I don't know if he ever recorded or if anyone else has ever recorded. It's actually has to do with a scene in the show that's
okay.
Taken from his autobiography, Bound for Glory. And then later in the show, we have a little bitty section on his relationship with his second mother-in-law and father-in-law, who his second wife, Marjorie Greenblatt, Marjorie Mazia. Her mother was Eliza Greenblatt, who was a famous poet, mm-hmm. A Zionist and a poet. And so we've put in a little section about that. And Andy, the banjo player and fiddle player and everything else player, being a professor at NYU as well, he and I are going to put together something with a little bit of some Israeli music and some of her poetry to go into the second act.
Now, is this in regard to your pending trip to Israel to play the show?
Well, yes, it certainly is, certainly inspired by that. We leave on just after our performances at the Guthrie Center. We leave to go to Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Tel Aviv, Haifa, and somewhere in the Negev Desert, I'm told.
A great tour.
Which is going to be a wonderful opportunity for us, and we were really looking forward to that.
That's exciting. Now, we are with David Lutkin, who is the man behind the show Woody Says, which will be at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington August 14th and 16th. Do you get better response overseas?
Well, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily better. I mean, we played in our first production in the United States was in Oklahoma in 2009, and I was very surprised right after Mr. Obama's first inauguration,
mm-hmm.
To be playing in the capital city of the one and only state in the Union where every county voted for John McCain, that we got a wonderful response, and we were sold out, and we won Best Musical from the Oklahoma Gazette in the state of Oklahoma.
Terrific.
And so that was fabulous, and I'm hoping that that was a great cross-section of folks out there who came to see us. And at the same time, we played in Glasgow not too long ago, a year and a half ago now, but at the Celtic Connection Festival in Scotland. And when we got to the end of This Land Is Your Land, you would have thought the place was going to fall down.
Oh, that's great.
It was it's pretty universal subject and theme.
Well, it's always nice to have you here. Woody Says at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington, Mass., August 14th and 16th, 8 p.m. The events are special fundraisers for the center. To learn more, visit guthriecenter.org or woodysays.com. David Lutkin, I tell you what, we only have a minute or two left here. Why don't you play us out with something of your choosing, and we'll have Hopper fade us out when we need to.
All right, I'll do my best here.
Okay, David Lutkin.
I'll try to pick something appropriate.
All right.
I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again. Of the people I've met on the West Texas Plain in the city of Pampa, in a county called Gray, here's what all of them people there say. Honey, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home. You got to be drifting along. Well, the telephone rang, and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, look at the shape that the world is in. I'd better cut price on salvation of sin. Honey, so long, been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I got to be drifting along. Well, the sweethearts sat in the dark and they sparked, and they hugged and they kissed in the dusty old dark, and they sighed and cried and hugged and kissed. But instead of marriage, they all talk like this. Honey, so long, been good to know you.